Second IRS whistleblower surfaces in Hunter Biden probe after purge of case investigators. By Wendell Hussebo on May 23, 2023. A second IRS whistleblower in the Department of Justice's DOJ probe of Hunter Biden for tax fraud surfaced after the expulsion of the whole IRS team investigating the president's son, documents sent to Congress revealed Monday. The whistleblower, a special agent in the IRS's International Tax and Financial Crimes Group, joins his supervisor, who alleged in April that two Biden administration political appointees within the Justice Department politically interfered in the probe to block charges against Hunter Biden for tax violations against recommendations. The first whistleblower also claimed Attorney General Merrick Garland refused to appoint a special prosecutor in the case to provide a degree of separation between the probe and President Joe Biden. Both whistleblowers intend to participate in a blockbuster hearing on Friday before the House Ways and Means Committee. They will share concerns about the DOJ's alleged corruption within the department. The second IRS whistleblower alerted Congress after the DOJ allegedly ordered his removal from the case, along with his entire team. The new whistleblower had overseen the probe since January 2020 and led 12 colleagues in the investigation. The new whistleblower alleged on May 17 leadership excluded his team from the case after leadership learned of long-standing concerns about the handling of the probe. The concerns allegedly angered a redacted U.S. Attorney for the District. U.S. Attorney for the District of Delaware David Weiss, a Trump administration appointee, is the lead prosecutor in the case. Garland told Congress in March that Weiss has the autonomy to recommend changes. But Biden's attorney general has also admitted he has to sign off on the charges. In a charged meeting on October 7, 2022, U.S. Attorney for the District of, redacted, became aware that both the IRS and the FBI had long-standing concerns about the handling of the case. After, redacted, continued to communicate concerns to the, redacted, USO and a prosecutorial team call on October 17, 2022. He and his IRS team were no longer invited to any further prosecutorial team calls and meetings on the case, effectively excluding them from the case, a document sent to Congress reads. For the last couple years, my supervisor and I have tried to gain the attention of our senior leadership about certain issues prevalent regarding the investigation. I have asked for countless meetings with our chief and deputy chief, often to be left out on an island and not heard from, the agent emailed IRS officials. The lack of IRS criminal investigation, senior leadership involvement in this investigation is deeply troubling and unacceptable. Rather than recognizing the need to ensure close engagement and full support of the investigatory team in this extraordinarily sensitive case, the response too often had been that we were isolated. Even when I said on multiple occasions that I wasn't being heard and that I thought I wasn't able to perform my job adequately because of the actions of the USO and DOJ, my concerns were ignored by senior leadership. The whistleblower also wrote that the DOJ and the U.S. Attorney's Office are responsible for his team's removal from the case. The ultimate decision to remove the investigatory team from, redacted, without actually talking with that investigatory team, in my opinion, was a decision made not to side with the investigators but to side with the U.S. Attorney's Office and Department of Justice, who we have been saying for some time has been acting inappropriately, the person wrote. Watch, Biden. Hunter has done nothing wrong and his situation impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him. PNGSRC equals. In turn, IRS Assistant Special Agent in charge of the D.C. Field Office Lola Watson reportedly told the whistleblower on Friday to stand down. You have been told several times that you need to follow your chain of command. IRSC maintains a chain of command for numerous reasons to include trying to stop unauthorized disclosures. Your email yesterday may have included potential grand jury, aka sexy material, in the subject line and contents of the email, and you included recipients that are not on the 6C list. Attorneys for the whistleblower, Mark Lytle and Tristan Levitt, wrote the IRS on Monday fearing reprisals for the special agent that are unacceptable and contrary to the law. The first whistleblower supports much of the new whistleblower's claims. According to the first whistleblower, an assistant U.S. attorney and an attorney for the DOJ's tax division on October 24, 2022, demanded from the IRS all his emails related to the case and made a similar request of the FBI, the New York Post reported. The IRS whistleblowers come as the probe into Hunter Biden could implicate Joe Biden. A witness who testified before the grand jury was reportedly asked to identify the big guy. Related, Grassley, whistleblowers allegedly have evidence of Hunter's criminal conduct, Joe Biden's knowledge. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.